Our current system forces an unhealthy lifestyle on us. But being fit isn't only good for you, it's also good for the environment. Because healthy lifestyle equals a healthy planet. Hello and welcome. My name is Ian DeBay and this is The Good System, the podcast where we try to paint a picture of a good system for every human being and the planet itself. It's a deep dive from my blog, iandebay.com, where I also write about the same topics, the good system and the system change. Welcome. Our current system is sick. Not sick as young people say if they mean good. Do they? Still? I don't know. But what I mean with sick is being unhealthy or ill. And this is not a new thought. Yeah, we all know it for a long time that this system is unhealthy and forces us into an unhealthy lifestyle. But in last summer, it really clicked. And I had a second thought. I have high blood pressure. That's a social disease. Almost 1.3 billion people in the world do have hypertension, as it is the medical term. And it's interesting that in low and middle income countries, hypertension is rising. And why is that? Because these countries now have or to want to be like the northern countries, like the high income countries, and copy their system. And with the system, there comes the rise of risk factors. We'll talk about the risk factors in a time. Last year, when I was on rehab because of my hypertension, two things came to my mind. First, the system is sick, as I said earlier, ill. Unhealthy. And the second thought was a healthy lifestyle, being healthy, is good for a healthy planet. So I came up with an equation. A healthy system equals healthy people equals a healthy planet. Let's first talk about why the system is sick. And if you have listened to any other episode of my podcast, which you really should do, you know that I think our current system is broken, is sick, it doesn't work anymore. And being on rehab gave me proof that our system really is broken. Because most of the people there had health issues because of stress, wrong nutrition, and too little sport. Well, Ian, you might say, it's an individual problem and not a systemic problem. Be right, but only to a small degree. Let me tell you why. Living in a capitalistic, consumeristic system, you have to be productive all the time. And if you want to eat something, it has to be fast. And the most fast food is bad for you. It's bad food. And also, you need to be everywhere fast. So you take your car or you take the e-scooter and you don't take the stairs but the elevator just to be fast. But that means you move less. You have less exercises. And all this combined makes you sick. And we know, at least I know, and I'm sure you know also, that it's false, that having stress and eating this food and don't move that much isn't good for us. But we can't escape from it. First, we have to work. We need the money. The money makes so much pressure. Then there are the ads who are selling us the food, which looks delicious in the ads. It doesn't when you get it, but in the ads, and you want the food. And also you want the car just to represent that you have the money. You work too hard, and this pressure makes even more stress, makes us even more eat the wrong food, and makes us moving less. And the capitalist system is really good in what it does, because it makes us sick. And that's good for the system, because then it can sell us drugs to make us healthier, to make us believe that we get healthy. It's often the same company that produces or sells unhealthy food and supplements to lose weight. The supplements don't work, but it's not of interest from these companies. They just want to sell you their products. The system also squeezes the workforce, the productive workforce, till they are sick, and just to make the private wealth of the capitalist bigger. And then when the people are sick and you live in a developed country where you have an established health system, they go on rehab paid by the public so that they can afterwards work again for the private capitalists and make the wealth even bigger. And of course, these people on rehab need to take medicine, because in 3 weeks you can't fix a whole life and make everything good. So you are imprisoned in the system. The capitalist gets the money, the public pays the bill. And you are only valuable as a person as long as you are productive. And that's why you go to rehab paid by the public, to be of value. Of course, in a country like mine, where the population gets older, there are many elderly people at rehab. And it's not to keep them productive, but to stay alive, because they are mostly the ones who vote for the established parties in the system. Don't get me wrong, it's good that people like me get help, but it's not the people who need to get fixed, it's the system that needs to get fixed. A good system doesn't make people sick. It helps them staying healthy. And of course, there will always be people be sick because of genetics, accidents, illnesses, or whatever. And it's very important to help these people to get healthy, and if this is not possible, that they have the best life possible. The second epiphany I had was that a healthy lifestyle is good for you, of course, and good for the planet. Because the two fundamental rules of a healthy lifestyle is a balanced diet and a lot of exercises. And what does a balanced diet mean? It means a lot of vegetables and fruits and fiber, less meat or no animal product at all. And exercising, do you get the best daily exercise, walking and biking and even taking public transit, where you have to walk to it and maybe stand in the train or the bus. And that's all good exercise. And don't get me wrong, it won't be enough just doing that. You may have to do more sport, but it's a really great start and so much better than sitting in the car and don't move. Mostly plant-based regional and seasonal food has the lowest CO2 footprint, and biking, walking, taking the public transit has much less emissions than driving the car. And agriculture and transportation are making 33% of the worldwide emissions. And we won't get to zero by having a healthy lifestyle, but we will reduce the emissions so much that it helps us a lot getting to zero emissions. As I mentioned, the third risk factor for hypertension is stress. And less stress would also be good for the planet. It's a little bit of a stretch maybe, but still true. Hear me out. Most of the time you're stressed because of work, because of the job itself, or because you have your daily life to be arranged around the job, or because it simply doesn't pay enough and you are always worried how to pay for rent and food. Money is the key why we are stressed. We need the money to survive and to buy all the beautiful things we see in ads. If we would buy less, we would need less money, we would need to work less, and so have less stress. And buying fewer things means less emissions, and so less stress equals a healthier planet. Most of the things we buy because of advertisements or peer pressure, because we want things and not because we need them. And often we have so much stuff, we need to rent some storage facility, which takes away space and emits emissions. So one another argument why having less stress and buying less is good for a healthy planet. The good system makes it easy for you to have a healthy lifestyle. It doesn't bomb you with ads about cars, unhealthy food, big houses, vacations far away, It doesn't make you want things that you don't need or maybe even make you sick. If you're sick, the good system helps you get healthy again. And if you can't get healthy, it helps you having the best life you can have. And the good system doesn't make you sick just to sell you medicine. By the way, I don't think this is a conspiracy. I don't think that there are men meeting and talking about and making plans how to squeeze the workforce out of the people to make them sick so they can sell the medicine. I think that just the mechanics how this system we live in works. And it's inevitable in this system that it makes us sick. It has to. It just works that way. And of course, there are wealthy people who want that it stays this way or make it even worse. And since they have the money, they own the politicians and they own the media. And so they do everything to keep the system the way it is. But it's no conspiracy. No. But we can change the system. And one way to do is to have a healthy lifestyle. Have less stress. Eat healthy. Eat less. Move more. Don't buy things you don't need. Don't buy a car. Don't buy the expensive Dubai chocolate or meat. Just buy vegetables and fruits and fibers, which mostly are cheaper. Not always, because you have many processed foods. That's so cheap because it's worse and bad. But it helps you save money you would spend otherwise for medicine. I know it's not easy if you have to cook yourself. You may not have the time for it, but try. And move your body. Your body is made for moving. Not me, like I am sitting here. Go outside, walk, cycle, swim, run, climb, whatever you want to do. Just move your body. You don't need a gym. Just do sports. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or public transit, not the car. And that's a great start for you and for the planet. Now it's time for us to imagine how the good healthy system would look like. If you want, close your eyes and listen how I read it to you. You and your partner pack your things and go to the nearest park. Your partner participates in a free yoga class with several others from the neighborhood. You like doing sports more by yourself, so you go for a run on the free track in the park. After your exercises, you meet with your partner at a bistro in the park. There is mostly healthy food and drinks like vegetables, fruits and water. Delicious plain water. You can other things buy there like chocolate cookies and soda, but they are more expensive because they are taxed higher and they are not advertised. And in comparison to nowadays, these products have less salt, sugar and fat, but still taste great. You talk to your partner and she says that the nice new neighbor you met at the neighborhood council was also at yoga. He asked if you want to go swimming together. You agree and meet him at the public pool the next day. He tells you his name is Doogie and he's a doctor and started working at the neighborhood health center, where you will see him at your next yearly health check. You say you'll be there next week because you were born with a heart issue and have to let it check twice a year. Doogie, the doctor, tells you that there is a new drug that may help you, but you will talk about it next week. About a month later, you get a call from your father. Your mother had an accident carrying a heavy box down the stairs. You know how your mother is. She never asks for help and has to do all things by herself. And she is not the youngest anymore. Anyway, she's in the hospital, where they take care of her. Afterwards, she will immediately go to rehab and then will have physiotherapy, all without extra cost. And since your mother has a healthy lifestyle, as everybody else, she will recover quickly. In a good system, it's easy to stay healthy, but it is still work you have to do. If you ever have a health issue, you get the help you need, and you won't be in a pile of debt afterwards. And there's no two-class medical system. Everyone gets the same, the best treatment possible. Thank you for listening this far. Take care of you. Try to be healthy. If it's not for the planet, then just for yourself. Health is so precious. Being sick sucks. If you're interested in system change and how the good system could look like we want to build, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you want and can, please rate it and review it. You can also comment to the episodes of this podcast on Spotify and on YouTube. And if you are already listening to this podcast or watching the video version of it, then please subscribe to the channel and give a thumbs up if you want. And click the bell button so you get a reminder when a new episode is online. Please visit my blog ianthebay.com, where I write about the good system, and you can find all the my social profiles, the links to it. That's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Till next time, Ian the Bay.